I'm Robin.
Listen, I'm tall.
I'm Graham, I'm ugly, I'm short, and I'm fat, and I'm bald as a billiard ball.
Where the grumbleweed?
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it a rocket? Is it a spaceship? Is it a shooting star?
No, it's a lump of toffee stuck glasses, you Nelly.
There's the three of us going on stage. Open the studio packed. See the three of us acting our age.
Set Graham, he's aging our act.
That's nice.
And there's news just then of a woman who made a strong complaint to the local dating agency as a result of her experience last night. It appears that they arranged for her to meet a bus driver at a designated time and place. Nobody came for 2 hours, then three turned up at once.
My hair's red as copper.
My hair's crimson.
My hair has all fallen out ages ago, but my head's a lovely pink.
Where the grumble
is. I'd like to do another one of these poems. Thank you. I tried Jane Fonda's workout. I've tried aerobics too. I've done me calinetics till me body's black and blue. So why, somebody tell me, as the sylph-like figure I chase, why, when I'm as fit as a fiddle, do I look like a double bass?
Where's the grumbleweed? Party go on. Play the four laps till the end. Just the three of us. The voices in the wrong place now and then.
Silence in court.
Call Babyface Nelson.
Call Babyface Nelson.
Call Babyface Nelson.
Call Babyface Nelson.
Babyface Nelson, you may proceed with your evidence.
Things come in threes. I've heard that does a lot.
I'm Robin.
I'm Morris.
He's Graham.
Well, two out of three's not bad.
Trio, everyone needs half an hour with someone at the Grumble.
Thank you, ladies, and those that followed you in. And welcome once again to our humble little show.
Yes, welcome. And what an hectic day we've had.
We have. I've had my hair cut today.
Aye, good lad.
You can have the other one cut next week.
Barber shops aren't what they used to be.
In what way?
Well, a young lady cut my hair.
A young lady cut your hair, old gaffer?
Yeah, it's what they call a unicycle salon.
Unisex.
Unisex.
I remember when I was a little lad peeping round the door of the barber shop and my dad were having his hair singed.
This'll be good.
I thought to myself, hello, he's looking for him with a light.
We go to a unisex hairdresser's, don't we, Jethro?
We do, Ernest.
Maison Cecil.
Yes, lovely.
He's got a lovely touch with his clippers.
He has. He has got a lovely touch with his clippers.
Yes.
He asked me if I wanted a perm last week.
He didn't.
Well, he's wasting his time there. You don't even do the polls.
Did you hear that, Jeff?
I did, Ernest. Brilliant. Looking for him with a light.
For crying out loud, change the flipping subject.
I saw her this afternoon. I haven't seen her since I was at school.
So who this afternoon?
The Nick Nurse.
Stroll on.
You don't see many knit nurses these days.
I used to like it when the knit nurse came to our school, especially in the winter.
Why did you like it when the knit nurse came to your school in the winter?
It was the only time the ears were warm.
When the knit nurse came to our school, I was the best.
Just hang on a minute. What do you mean you were the best?
I was the only lad in the school who got a note to take home to his mother.
That's hilarious, isn't it? The only time he ears were warm.
Will you just belt up about knit nurses? Of all the sensible things we could be discussing, you're going on about flipping knit nurses.
Oh, dear. That fire's smoking. Something shocking.
Did you ring for the chimney sweep?
I said he'd be here today.
That'll be him at the door now.
There's nobody at the door.
You won't be told, will you? Let him in and get the chimney seen to.
Right.
I'm sorry to be a nuisance.
Don't worry about it.
Who was it?
Some bloke who said he was sorry to be a nuisance.
That was a chimney sweep, you duck egg.
Look, I'll go and let him in.
Number 27.
It certainly is.
Well?
It was some man who wanted to know if this were number 27.
This is number 27. He was looking for the house with the chimney that needs sweeping.
Oh, I'll let him in then.
I think you're expecting me.
Definitely. It was some man who said,
hang on a minute, Ratfist. I recognise that voice, you know.
And I thought his face were a bit familiar.
It's Percy.
Percy?
Yeah, he's been on our show before. You must remember Percy Skiddle. He's a plumber.
He must have changed to chimney sweeping then.
I'll let him in. Hey, I knew I were right. Look, everybody, it's Percy Skiddle.
Now, don't start that again. I'm Peter Skellum.
Oh, it's grand to see you again, Percy.
Peter.
You packed up the plumbing then, Percy.
Look, it's Peter. It's not Percy, it's Peter.
Oh, you've changed your name as well, have you, Percy?
No, I give up.
I remember this Wally now. Yeah, he came to unblock our sink.
Look, 5 years ago I came on your show to bring to the listeners a bit of culture.
Well, I wouldn't say unblocking a sink was culture.
Look, you mistook me for the plumber, and now you're mistaking me for the chimney sweep.
Now, there's no need to get cross, Percy.
For the last time, I'm not Percy Skiddle. I'm Peter Skellum. I'm not the chimney sweep. I'm a singer, pianist, and composer.
Very good. Have you brought your rods?
Rods?
Yes, Percy. We keep telling you.
Of course we do. Do you know we've got a smoking chimney?
No, but if you whistle it, I'll soon pick it up.
Did you hear that, Jeff?
Oh, I did, Ernest. Brilliant. Have you brought your rods?
Look, lads, look. The BBC wrote to me.
They write to us all the time, but we ignore begging letters.
It's no good. If you won't take me seriously, I'm going.
Oh, no, don't go, Percy. Look, it's ages since we had a chimney sweep as a guest.
It is, yeah. Mind you, we nearly had John Anson
once. Oh, we did, Ernest. Yes. Always my favourite is John Anson. Yeah. Yes.
Aye, and he's a good chimney sweep, is John.
He's a flipping singer, you Wally.
Oh, yeah, he does a bit of singing in his spare time, yeah, no, yeah.
That one, you going to sing that song from, The Chocolate Soldier?
Yeah, just a couple of bars.
Jeffrey, did you hear that?
Oh, I'm a blushing. I did, Ernest. Oh, it's the best yet, that engine. If you whistle it, I'll soon pick it up.
Look, will you let me prove once and for all what I can really do?
Help yourself. The fireplace is over there.
Right, here we go. What do you think?
I think you need a new set of rods, pal.
I don't think that were bad, Uncle Nasty.
No, do I? It were quite good for a chimney sweep, that.
Percy, do you know how long that chimney's been smoking?
No, but if you whistle it, I'll soon pick it up.
He's getting right up my nose, this Wally is.
You'll have to excuse Uncle Nasty Percy, because he's not himself.
No, he's had a bit of bad news.
Oh, I'm sorry, I had no idea.
No, it was his granny.
Ah, I understand.
97.
That's a good age.
2:30 this morning.
It's obviously upset him.
It upset us all.
Aye. 97. And 2:30 this morning, she got caught breaking into Quicksave.
That's it. I've had it up to here with you lot. You haven't stopped off flipping day. Do you know, Skittle, you wouldn't believe the pathetic conversation we had before you came.
It was about when we were little and she came to the school.
She?
What he means is...
Don't you dare. I've taken about as much of this as I can about that woman.
Look, lads, it's been a real joy meeting you.
You're not going, are you?
I think I should.
Look, there's no need to rush off, Percy.
I promised to pick up my sister from work.
Oh, is your sister a musician as well?
No, she hates music. Hates me playing the piano.
So what does your sister do for a living?
Education department.
Oh, teacher?
No, knit nurse.
Ah,
you shall like that. Excuse me, pal. My name is Sid Squeak.
Oh, yes. And what can I do for you, Mr. Squeak?
I'm the sole proprietor of this establishment.
Oh, yes, I am indeed.
And I must say I am dazzled by your superb display of shrubs, bushes, rose trees, and spring flowers of all shapes and sizes.
If you want it, Mr. Squeak, we've got it.
And I can see you, you send them to various parts of the British Isles, person to person.
All part of the service, yes.
Would it be possible to send a spray of Michaelmas daisies, carnations and chrysanthemums to my sister in Weston-super-Mare?
Weston-super-Mare, I certainly could, say yes.
On second thoughts, she might appreciate a selection of freesias, crocuses and sweet peas.
If that's what she likes, that's what she can have.
She is rather partial to Hickleman, scented hyacinths, and cinerarias.
No problem, Mr. Squeak.
Short-stemmed irises?
As many as you like.
Honeysuckle? Larkspur? Stephanotis?
Freshing today.
Azaleas, clematis, and mysembrianthemums?
Your pick. You tell me what you've come into my shop for, and I guarantee you service with a smile.
I just smashed my Austin 7 into your brand new spanking Rolls Royce. You're not smiling.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, please. Best of order in the domino room. Thank you. By the way, the pies have come, and they've come on their own, so put plenty of pepper on. Thank you. I now have to introduce you to a young man who is going to entertain you. Personally, I didn't want him on the show, but I was overruled. Anyway, here he is. A round of applause, please, for Percy Skiddle. Thank you.
It all. Things I have to say won't wait until another day. You're a lady, I'm a man. You're supposed to understand how these things are often planned to be. A teacher, I've come to school venture, nothing gained. So I say, no restraint, be mine, be mine. Hard to answer, yes, I agree, but then I've got to know. I'm not asking you to marry me, just a little love to show. Oh, I know I could make you happy, so the things I have to say won't wait until another day. You're a lady, I'm a man, you're supposed to understand how these things are often planned to be. You're romantic, I'm a fool, you're the teacher I've come to school. Here I sit and hope that you love me. If you're on magic, unlock my chain. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, so I say, no restraint, be mine, be mine.
Gentlemen, we present.
The film they said was too controversial to be made. The film they said should never be shown to the public.
So we're not bothering.
Well, that's got us off to a flyer, hasn't it? So what are we going to do?
Our very own version of one of the greatest films of all time. And when you hear this music, you could never mistake the name of the film in a million years. Cue music! Yes! Popeye the Sailor Man!
Popeye the Sailor Man!
Look, do you mind if I say something?
You be careful with them rods, pal.
No, let Percy have his say.
I thought we were going to do the film.
The film?
Yes. Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman.
That's the one I were talking about. Popeye the Sailor Man.
Hey, we know the one he means, don't we, Jeffrey?
We do, Ernest. Our favourite. One of the greatest films ever made.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Humphrey Bogart owns this nightclub called Rick's Place.
He does, yes, he does. Rick's Place. Rick's isn't place. It? Yes. Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Whose place was it?
Rick's.
Yes, Rick. Yeah.
Now do you know the film I mean?
Absolutely. Costa Blanca.
Costa Blanca, you wally.
Great, let's do it. Lights, camera, order an extra pint of milk, and action!
The scene is Rick's Place in Casablanca. As always, the place is packed full of clients. Sam is having a tinkle on the piano.
Couldn't he wait?
The door opens, and she walks in. The beautiful Miss Elsa.
Oh, have you ever seen so many people?
Will you ask the piano player to come over here, please?
Oh, I must stop and leave, madame.
Hello, Sam. I don't suppose you thought you'd ever see me again, did you?
Happen.
It's been a long time, Sam.
Happen.
A lot of water's gone under that bridge, Sam.
Happen.
Sam, the last time we met was in Paris.
Happen.
Sam, I have to know. You must tell me, Sam. Have you seen Rick?
Happen. Look, this is ridiculous.
Up, I think Percy's upset over something.
Oh, yeah, what's your problem, pal?
Yeah, come on, Percy, old lad, what's up? If something's worrying you, let's have it out.
Right. Well, I came on this show in all good faith, expecting to get a decent part. And all I've said up to now is happened.
But you said it brilliantly, Percy, didn't you?
Yes, he did. He did it loving. He gave it a hidden meaning.
Hidden meaning.
Yes, well, I don't want to be awkward, lads, but Humphrey Bogart didn't go all the way through Casablanca saying happen. All I ask is a couple of decent lines.
Okay, then, if we change the words for you, would you be able to say them?
Anything, except happen.
Right, then. Here's another script.
Right. Away you go, Percy.
It's good to see you again, Sam. How are you keeping?
Greatly.
And, how's Rick?
Greatly.
And, how's the nightclub business doing?
Greatly. Look, I'm sorry, but that's me finished.
Hello. A touch of the temperaments now. Listen, you're a flaming chimney sweep, not Sir John Gielgud.
Ah, please, Bresh. I mean, we're coming to the best part of the film now. The part where Elsa asks him to play that tune on the piano. You must remember that famous scene.
Happen.
And, it's a great tune.
Greatly.
Good. Action!
Play it again, Sam.
I've forgotten how it goes, Miss Elsa.
I think you know how it goes, Sam. Play it for me.
Very well.
Well, that's the wrong picking tune, you Wally.
I'm sorry. I remember it now. It goes...
Excuse me, I hope you don't think I'm being nosy, but I've been sitting at the next table being sick. I think I know how the tune goes. I saw the film and the tune goes.
Wait, I'll pull your rotten ears off in a minute, pal. Mind your own flaming business.
Ah, that's very nice, that, isn't it? That's all very much. Oh, great, yes, yes. Customers always right, I don't think. Great, thank you, yes, very nice, yes. I wouldn't mind, but I only came in here for sausage, egg and chips.
The whole thing has become a flipping shambles. Let's forget it.
One of the most famous film tunes of our time.
And not one of us can remember it.
Sausage, egg and chips, please.
Shut your trap.
Couldn't we do something else?
How about Robin Hood?
Right, Robin Hood it is.
The action takes place in Sherwood Forest.
Friar Tuck is sitting on a log as Maid Marian approaches.
Hello, Friar. I don't suppose you thought you'd see me again in Sherwood Forest.
Happen.
Have you seen Robin Hood?
Happen.
Play it for me, Friar.
This is ridiculous. We're back where we started, only this time it's in Sherwood Forest. I've had it.
You lucky, I've been waiting here hour and a half for sausages and chips.
Normally, I'm a mild, quiet lad, but I'm sorry. I just can't go on. I know you all meant well, but enough is enough.
He's right.
Sorry, Percy, old lad. Just couldn't remember the tune.
Oh, forget the rotten tune.
Forget my sausage, egg and chips and all.
I've got a sausage, pal. Which nostril do you want it up?
That's right. That's lovely, that is. You come out for sausage, egg and chips and only gets insults charming.
Look, I'm sorry about all this, Percy.
I'll ring for a taxi.
I've got my motorbike outside.
Cheerio, Percy, old lad.
Bye-bye, Percy, and thanks for trying.
Can't be helped. It often happens that you just can't remember a tune.
Happened.
Cheerio.
All over a rotten chill.
If only we could have remembered the title.
It'll probably come to us as time goes by.
That was it. That was it. As time goes by. You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is still a sigh.
Oh. Get lovely.
The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
Ah, that's brilliant.
Ah, absolutely. Well, we remembered it, didn't we? We remembered it.
Oh, but you didn't remember more sausage, egg and cheese.
We'll see you next time.
Yes, we'll see you again.
Oh, tickety tum.
Bye for now.
Tatty bye and TTFN.
From the three of us, just the three of us. There's me.
And me.
And him.
I never get a chance to say anything there. They always say.
You've been listening to Someone and the Grumbleweeds, starring Graham, Morris and Robin as the Grumbleweeds, and me, Peter Skellen.
You what, pal?
Percy Skiddle as Someone.
That's better.
The music was provided by Dave Collett, Perry Duke and Andy Marples, with lyrics by Jeremy Brown, and the show was written by Eddie Braben, John Brown, Richard Jones, and the producer, Mike Craig. Right, that's it. Who's got me rods?